St. Cloud State University students are moving into the campus to start their new academic year. This year, they are going to see a significant event on campus in which Shoemaker Hall is celebrating its 100th year of accommodating students. I got the chance to sit down with Kenny Hendrickson, the Associate Director for On-Campus Housing. He explains about the event in detail.
We want the current students living there to know a little bit about the history of their building. So it's really for any SCSU student. Basically, what will happen that day on Saturday, September 19th, we are going to have a great big tent outside of Shoemaker Hall, and we'll have a continental breakfast. It's private for basically former staff members. And then at 11:30, we'll have a program and a reception. Our Director of Residential Life, Dan Pedersen, will give a short welcome and do some introductions. And then basically at that point, what we're going to do is former staff and alums will come in and we're going to tour the residence hall so they can see the changes of when they were there as staff members now to the new renovations that have taken place over the past several years. East and West Shoemaker now have air conditioning, which is a great tribute, and because of the remodeling, we were able to install that. Before this time, there was no air conditioning. Also, in a lot of our residence halls, they had some built-in furniture. So with the renovation, we were able to buy all brand new furniture. And so students can loft their beds at any different height. And it allows them to rearrange their room in a variety of different ways. What we're really trying to hope for with this 100-year reunion is we're going to try to get a whole bunch of information from our archives department here at the university and try to educate students on what the current policies are now, but how very different they were 100 years ago.
Kenny refers to a couple of changes that were in place and are not in effect anymore.
Actually, nowadays, we treat students basically as an adult. So there's really no curfew. As long as you and your roommate agree, you know, that people can come and go and stuff like that. We do have night security staff, so our front and side doors lock at 7 o'clock at night. But basically, in terms of curfew, coming and going, students can come and go at all hours of the night. Where back in 100 years ago, there were curfews that people had to be in their rooms at a certain time. And so that's one of our ways that we're trying to have with this reunion is to educate our current residents that policies and rules have changed a lot over those 100 years.
Mohammed Najafian reporting for KVSC.